she has refrained from alcohol and drugs since. So I move we approve.
Okay, motion and a second to approve her CBT application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We already did number 10, so we are now on number 11. Board may review, discuss, and take action on an annual review of board member training program. Victoria?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is our annual review of the required training. I think it was 2018 when this law went into effect that requires board members, when they're new, to have certain training, and at the time, the board developed a cafeteria-style plan of training that board members could do. So this has been in place. We've made minor changes over the years. So this is just an opportunity if anybody sees anything like they'd like to add or delete or change, this would be the time.
Good.
Otherwise, I'd ask you to just to, you know, approve it again.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve our current plan for the annual, or for the board member training for new members.
Okay, I second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Board may review, discuss, take action on annual review of board member compensation policy. Victoria's going to tell us we're all getting big fat raises.
Over times for 11-hour meeting.
I know, right?
So kind of ditto on the last item is this would be the opportunity to make any changes. It is still in conformance with the state of Arizona's general accounting principles and requirements.
So I'll make a motion to accept our vote and approve the board member compensation policy.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Board may review, discuss, and take action to review ARS 36-25-25 related to electronic prescribing requirements for veterinarians. Again, this is Victoria.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is our annual review of this particular statute that originally went into effect in 2021, I believe, where it's up to the board to tell the pharmacy board if electronic prescribing is generally available to veterinarians. Every year I reach out to the Arizona Veterinary Medical Association to ask if they have input. Their understanding is that it's not widely available, so that's their input.
Every year I tell my husband, as a software engineer, come on, let's get on this. This is how we're going to get rich, right?
The programs I'm seeing are still cost prohibitive, and they are tailored to human medicine, not veterinary medicine, which we had that problem with the reporting system in the past.
Right.
So I make a motion, or no, actually,
no action.
No action. I just
cool. I mean, if you want to,
I still don't see anything.
not even any of the big ones have come up with anything yet. And when you're talking about the big three not having anything,
exactly. They got a lot of money back in them,
so we're good.
Okay, next up, board may review, discuss, and take action on reportable charge update regarding Jennifer Kress, DVM. Ms. Frost is recused. This is in your supplement one. From what I, you know, she said she's going to court in April. So, I mean, again, we're just going to ask her after that April court date, let us know.
To report that.
To report back.
Do you
I don't know if I'm speaking on behalf of everyone, but I just thought that was...
Like within 30 days?
Within 30 days, yeah. I don't expect her to...
Thank you.
Okay. Nick, you can come back. Board may review, discuss, and take action on 5-year review process and schedule. Supplement one, and Victoria.
Madam Chair, Madam Board, I do our 5-year rule review, which is a somewhat extensive progress. It's actually due at the end of June. So the good news is that we could request a 100-day extension, which I would like the board to approve. It's going to come right on top of our big switch over to e-licensing, as well as the start of the sunset audit, as well as the end of the fiscal year. it's the perfect storm. So if the board would just approve that I make such a request for the
120-day
extension.
I make a motion to approve the 120-day extension filing.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to to whatever.
Well, before we do that, it looks like we can go even longer. Do you think 120 days is satisfactory for you? But it says up to a year.
Well, what not to exceed. Thank you. What I need to ask them about, and I'm trying to set up a meeting, is because we had planned to do kind of do a rules package this year anyway, so I don't know how those two things impact each other. I'm hoping that if the rules, if we say, well, we want to change all these rules, that kind of rolls into the five-year rule review, and that you don't have to do formally the five-year review if you're going to do your rules again anyway.
Well, did you want me to amend the motion to allow you to seek a longer one under the...
Sure, after I talk to them, that would be lovely.
So I'll make amend my motion to allow for, at Victoria and staff's discretion, to request a longer extension not to exceed a year, and to determine what would be feasible at that point. Because you have to tell them when.
Thank you. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Do we need to withdraw the other motion?
No, because I just modified it.
Okay.
It's all done.
Mark left
that
us. Okay. Board may review, discuss, and take action on legislative bills. The first one, I was happy to see. If Victoria wants to...
This is the one that started out going to change the composition of the board and remove the CBT from the board and things like that. So it changed a little bit, got amended as it went on. I was surprised it actually died on the Senate floor.
Oh, yeah. Yay!
So it could still come back as a striker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's not completely done, but I would expect that it will come back next year.
Right, anyway. Next year is kind of what I'm,
yeah. The other one is more concerning, that is passed the House, is in the Senate Health Profession Regulatory Board's HB 2686. This is a kitchen sink kind of bill, you know, putting limits for the 180 days to complete, you know, investigation, take action, all those kinds of things. Plus just a lot of things that are logistically concerning and don't seem to be based in fact.
Didn't they just move it down to 180 days? Like, not that long ago?
So there's not a law right now that says that. Where the 180 days came in about 5 years ago, the Auditor General started saying that when they were doing sunset audits, but there's no law about that. Because think about it. I mean, again, in reality, every agency is different. They have processes. Not every agency does what this board does, which... by law, has an investigative committee, then it has a board, right? So it's part of our time limit is already carved out because the law tells us we have to follow this process, right? So it has a lot of problems.
Yes.
But it narrowly passed committee in the House, narrowly passed the floor in the House, so we'll see where this goes. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll see where we end up. All right. Should we take a bathroom break? No, I'm just kidding. Review and approval of minutes.
Depends on if we have a phone call later.
So we've got the January 17, 2020.
Yes.
Sorry,
Chair. I move we approve the regular session minutes from January 17, 2024.
Okay, Dr. Wright is abstained. So.
Second.
Okay.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. January 17, 2024, executive session.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the minutes from the executive session of January 17, 2024.
Again, with Dr. Wright abstained.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. February 21st, regular section.
That's a very special day.
I remember something going on.
How do we forget?
For the benefit of the AAVSB rep, it was my 75th birthday, and we had an 11-hour meeting, so it was the longest birthday party I've ever had. Madam Chair, I move approval of the February 21st, 2024 regular session minutes.
Okay, and with Dr. Thompson abstaining for this one. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And
next up,
Chair,
the executive session.
I move we approve the executive session minutes from February 21st, 2024.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and second. Dr. Thompson abstained. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Cool. Who wants to do the consent?
I will slam through. I make a motion to approve consent agenda, removing A1, A4, A15, A16, A17, A21, B11, B12, B13, and B14.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
I make a motion to approve pending compliance for A1, A4, A15, A16, A17, A21, B11, B12, B13, and B14.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Consent agenda. Board may... sorry. I'm staring at it.
For nostalgia, we can do it again.
Summary of current events. This is the time for the board chair, any member, to give a brief summary of current events. Anything. All right, next up, call to the public. We do not have anyone here other than Beth.
Any updates on our dear friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned, actually.
I haven't heard from him either. So, okay. Next up, establishment of future meeting date. Our next meeting is on Wednesday, April 17th. That's it.
2 days after tax day.
Woohoo! All right, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed.
Well done.
Motion passes. Wow. Seriously.
Yeah.
I tell you guys I have to leave at 3:50 and you guys made it happen. I'm going to start saying that every meeting now.
By the way, I cheated and I Googled affordable pets labs.